Hello again, friends of Paul. This is Pastor Bob. And it's Wednesday, which, by the way, means tonight we have our Zoom discussion group at 7 p.m. Central Time. And the link to that meeting is included in this very email and available to all who would like to join us. Well, it's our third episode in Roman through Romans, which means we'll be getting to the third chapter today. But before we do, let's just say a few words about that amazing chapter we heard yesterday, chapter 2, including those sections, God is kind but not soft, and religion can't save you, right? So remember in chapter 1, Paul just concluded this list of terrible sins that all people indulge in as a result of our rejection of God. So in chapter 2, Paul now turns to religious people. Maybe that's more like us, right? And he says, this applies to you too, religious people. Nobody can judge arrogantly because we're all guilty. Even God's people, the Jews back then or the Christians today, even God's people will stand before him in judgment based on our lives. Having the law only matters if someone can keep the law, Paul reminds us. And Paul asks his Jewish readers in the book of Romans why they don't, and shows them that they must be Jewish and circumcised in their heart for it to really matter. Now we go to chapter 3. Where Paul will teach us that, in fact, nobody can keep the law. Amen. Let us begin. Chapter 3, Roman through Romans. So, what difference does it make then, who's a Jew and who isn't a Jew? Who has been trained in God's ways and who hasn't? Well, as it turns out, it makes a lot of difference, but not the difference so many have assumed. First, there's the matter of being put in charge of writing down and caring for God's revelation, these very holy scriptures. So what if in the course of doing that, some of those Jews abandoned their post? God didn't abandon them. Do you think their faithlessness cancels out his faithfulness? Not on your life. Depend on it. God keeps his word even when the whole world is lying through its teeth. Scripture says the same thing. Your words stand fast and true, and rejection doesn't faze you. Okay, but if our wrongdoing only underlines and confirms God's right doing, shouldn't we be commended for helping out? Since it's our bad words don't even make a dent in his good words, isn't it wrong of God to back us to the wall and hold us to our word? These questions come up, and the answer to such questions is no. A most emphatic no. How else would things ever get straightened out if God didn't do the straightening? It's simply perverse to say, if my lies serve to show off God's truth all the more gloriously, why blame me? I'm doing God a favor. Some people are actually trying to put such words in our mouths, claiming that we go around saying, the more evil we do, the more good God does, so let's just do it. That's pure slander, as I'm sure you'll agree. Now, Paul tells us how we're all in the same sinking boat. He goes on, so where does that put us? Do we Jews get a better break than the others? Not really, because all of us, whether insiders or outsiders, start out in identical conditions, which is to say, that we all start out as sinners, Scripture leaves no doubt about it. Scripture tells us there's nobody living right, not even one. Nobody who knows the score. Nobody alert for God. They've all taken the wrong turn. They've all wandered down blind alleys. No one's living right. I can't find a single one. Their throats are gaping graves. Their tongues slick as mudslides. Every word they speak is tinged with poison. They open their mouths and pollute the air. They race for the honor of sinner of the year. Litter the land with heartbreak and ruin. Don't know the first thing about living with others. They never give God the time of day. Well, this makes it clear, doesn't it? That whatever is written in these scriptures is not what God says about others, but to us to whom these scriptures were addressed in the first place. And it's clear enough, isn't it, that we're sinners, every one of us, in the same sinking boat with everybody else. Our involvement with God's revelation doesn't put us right with God. What it does is force us to face our complicity in everyone else's sin. And now Paul concludes chapter 3 with this section we'll call God Has Set Things Right, So There Is Good News. Amen. Paul goes on. But in our time, something new has been added. Amen. But in our time, something new has been added. What Moses and the prophets witnessed to all those years has happened. The God setting things right that we read about has become Jesus setting things right for us. And not only for us, but for everyone who believes in Him. For there is no difference between us and them in this. For there is no difference between us and them in this. Since we've compiled this long and sorry record as sinners, both us and them, and prove that we are utterly incapable of living the glorious lives God wills for us, God went ahead and did it for us. Out of sheer generosity, He put us in right standing with Himself. A pure gift. He got us out of the mess we're in, and He restored us to where He always wanted us to be. And He did it by the means of Jesus Christ. God sacrificed Jesus on the altar of the world to clear that world of sin. Amen. That line says a lot, doesn't it? Paul writes, God sacrificed Jesus on the altar of the world to clear the world of sin. Having faith in Him sets us in the clear. God decided on this course of action, in full view of the public, to set the world in the clear with Himself through the sacrifice of Jesus, finally taking care of the sins He had so patiently endured. This is not only clear, but it's now. This is current history. God sets things right. He also makes it possible for us to live in His rightness. So, where does that leave our proud Jewish insider claims and counterclaims? Canceled? Yes. Canceled. What we've learned is this. God does not respond to what we do. We respond to what God does. We finally figured it out. Our lives get in step with God and all others by letting Him set the pace. Not by proudly or anxiously trying to run the parade. And where does that leave our proud Jewish claim of having a corner on God? Also canceled. God is the God of outsider non-Jews as well as insider Jews. How could it be otherwise, since there is only one God? God sets right all who welcome His action and enter into it, both those who follow our religious system and those who have never heard of our religion. But by shifting our focus from what we do to what God does, don't we cancel out all our careful keeping of the rules and ways God commanded? Not at all. What happens, in fact, is that by putting the entire way of life in its proper place, we confirm it. Amen. Hope to see you or hear you or listen to you tonight on the Zoom call. And of course, either way, we'll be back tomorrow. Chapter 4 of Romans is waiting for us. Amen.